My own opinion is that the Southern Presbyterian tradition on that is correct, and the Northern Presbyterian tradition is, you know, they're good Christian people, but they're mistaken, I think. The Northern Presbyterian position, the position of Hodge, was that if baptism is performed in the name of the triune God with water, with the intention of doing what Jesus called on the church to do, that it's baptism, regardless of the circumstances, how abnormal or irregular they might be. Well, the problem is there are cults like the Mormons that baptize with water in the name of the triune God with the intention of obeying Jesus' command. And I don't think any of us believe we ought to honor Mormon baptism. Moreover, there are children who think they are doing what Jesus said to do, and they play church in the backyard, and they perform baptisms on the Hodge view, because it's with water, and they mention Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What's that? Yeah, okay. And so my argument was that the validity of baptism does not have anything to do with the administrator. I'm not a Donatist, you know, the traditional or the church historical question there. You may have an outright hypocrite or pagan who happens to be a priest or a minister who does the baptism. That doesn't invalidate the baptism. But the baptism must be performed by the covenant community. It must be performed by the community of God's gracious covenant. And so this comes back to the question then, what is a Christian denomination? Well, listen, $1 denominations can do baptisms. They may be irregular, they may despise the covenant of grace and not baptize infants and on and on. But the point is, when they perform the baptism because the gospel is preached in that church, then I think we have to honor that baptism when people come to us. But we do not honor the baptism. We don't honor any of the sacraments of organizations that are not true churches of Christ. So when you have an apostate body, such as the Roman Catholic Church, then you don't recognize their sacrament. And that's why I believe when a person comes to us out of Romanism, who truly trusts Christ, as far as we can see, in a credible profession, we should baptize them, because they have not been baptized yet. Well, the Catholics would say they've been baptized. But hey, Mormons would say they've been baptized too. And children playing in the backyard would say they've been baptized. That doesn't cut it. It has to be done by a true Church of Christ. Maybe a weak one, maybe a very strong one, but it's got to be a true Church of Christ. So I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the Universal Church of Christ. Anyone coming out of a true church that's been baptized, we don't baptize again. But I don't believe that's true of Romanists.